Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Short-Term Rental, Long-Term Wealth, Your Guide to Analyzing, Buying, and Managing Vacation Properties is a practical real estate investing guide by Avery Carl, founder of The Short-Term Shop. The book focuses on short-term rental properties such as Airbnb and Vrbo listings and explains how investors can use them to build cash flow and long-term wealth. Rather than treating vacation rentals as a passive side business, it presents them as an operational investment model that depends on market selection, deal analysis, pricing strategy, and hands-on systems. The book is aimed at both newer investors and experienced property owners who want a clearer framework for evaluating whether a short-term rental can outperform a traditional long-term rental. Its purpose is to move readers from general interest in vacation rentals to a structured process for buying and managing properties with more confidence and fewer avoidable mistakes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, choosing short-term rental markets with durable tourist demand. A central part of the book is the idea that short-term rental performance begins with market selection, not with the property itself. Avery Carl emphasizes regional, drivable vacation destinations where demand is tied to travel behavior rather than local employment alone. This matters because vacation rental income can be highly sensitive to seasonality, regulation, and the strength of the destination brand. A market with steady tourism, repeat visitor interest, and a clear guest profile gives investors a better base for occupancy and pricing. The book encourages readers to think beyond broad metro areas and instead look for locations where guests are actively choosing to stay in a home rather than a hotel. That framing changes the analysis. Investors are not just buying real estate, they are buying access to a travel market. This approach helps explain why the book treats geography as a strategic decision, one that can shape both revenue potential and operating complexity. Secondly, using data and the enemy method to judge deal quality, the book does not rely on intuition alone when evaluating properties. It combines hard data from short-term rental tools with Avery Carl's enemy method, which is used to judge how a property can outperform nearby competitors. The practical value of this framework is that revenue in short-term rentals is shaped not only by square footage or location, but also by guest-facing details such as amenities, photos, layout, and pricing execution. A property may look strong on paper yet still underperform if it cannot distinguish itself in the local listing pool. The enemy method pushes investors to ask what makes a listing easier to book, more appealing to guests, or better positioned for dynamic pricing. That makes the analysis more realistic than a simple cap rate comparison. In effect, the book argues that successful STR investing requires both quantitative screening and qualitative judgment. Readers learn to test whether a property has a visible edge before committing capital, which reduces the risk of buying an asset that is technically acceptable but commercially weak. Thirdly, understanding why short-term rentals can outperform long-term rentals. One of the book's main claims is that short-term rentals can generate substantially more cash flow than traditional long-term rentals, though results depend on execution and market conditions. This comparison is important because it explains why the strategy attracts investors who want stronger income from a single-family property. The book does not present higher revenue as automatic. Instead, it shows that greater upside comes with greater operational responsibility. Short-term rentals can produce more income because they are priced by night, adjusted for seasonality, and marketed directly to travelers who often pay for convenience and experience. At the same time, this model introduces turnover, guest communication, cleaning coordination, and review management. The book's value lies in showing that higher cash flow is tied to a different business model, not simply a different tenancy type. That distinction helps readers understand both the opportunity and the workload. It also positions the book as a guide to business design rather than a generic real estate overview. Fourthly, building a remote self-management system for vacation properties. A major practical focus of the book is how to manage a short-term rental without being physically present all the time. Avery Carl presents self-management as a system built around smartphones, automation tools, and reliable local support. This is important because the STR model often spans out of state or distant vacation markets, where owners cannot personally handle every turnover or maintenance issue. The book explains why investors need a boots-on-the-ground team made up of cleaners, handymen, and other service providers who can respond quickly. It also stresses automation, including calendar syncing, pricing tools, and process-driven communication, so the property can operate consistently without constant manual oversight. The deeper idea is that STR profitability depends on reducing friction in operations. A well-run system protects guest experience, preserves reviews, and keeps labor from consuming all the margin. By emphasizing remote management, the book gives readers a realistic operational structure instead of assuming that ownership alone creates income. This makes it especially useful for investors who want scale without becoming tied to one location. Lastly, using cash flow to scale a portfolio through repeatable systems. The final major idea is that short-term rentals can be used as a wealth-building engine, not just a single income source. The book shows how cash flow from one property can support the acquisition of additional assets, allowing investors to scale over time. It also touches on practical portfolio questions such as partnerships, diversification, and planning for expansion. This matters because many investors can buy one property but struggle to turn that first acquisition into a larger system. Avery Carl's approach suggests that scaling requires both financial discipline and operational repeatability. The investor must know how to analyze a market, manage a property, and maintain standards well enough to duplicate the process. The inclusion of bonus material on taxes and rental arbitrage further reflects the book's focus on real-world implementation rather than theory. In that sense, the book is about building a business structure around short-term rentals. It offers a pathway from individual deal analysis to a broader portfolio strategy grounded in cash flow and operational control. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who are seriously considering short-term rental investing, especially those who want a practical framework for buying and managing vacation properties rather than a high-level overview. New investors will benefit from its step-by-step focus on market selection, deal analysis, and remote operations. While experienced landlords may find its short-term rental-specific perspective useful for expanding beyond long-term rentals, its main value is that it treats STRs as a business with distinct operating rules, not simply as another form of real estate ownership. Compared with many books in the genre, it stands out for its emphasis on usable systems, how to identify stronger markets, assess competitive advantages, automate operations, and build a local support team. It is also grounded in the author's direct industry experience, which gives the advice a more applied and operational tone. Readers looking for a concise but structured guide to Airbnb and vacation rental investing will find it especially useful because it connects income potential to concrete execution, rather than vague optimism. If you would like to support Avery Carl, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.